Chapter 3. He said to me, Son of man, eat that which you find. Eat the scroll, and go, speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the scroll. He said to me, Son of man, cause your belly to eat, and fill your belly with this scroll that I give you. Then I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. He said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel, and speak my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many peoples of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I sent you to them, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, for they will not listen to me, for all the house of Israel are obstinate and hard-hearted. Look, I have made your face hard against their faces, and your forehead hard against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover he said to me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak to you receive in your heart, and hear with your ears. And go to the exiles, to the children of your people, and speak to them, and tell them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me the voice of a great rushing, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. I heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures as they touched one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, even the noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up, and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the anger of my spirit, and the hand of the Lord was strong on me. Then I came to them of the exiles at Tel Aviv, that lived by the river Cheba, and to where they lived, and I sat there overwhelmed among them 7 days. It happened at the end of 7 days, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman to the house of Israel, therefore hear the word from my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I tell the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he doesn't turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man does turn from his righteousness, and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you have not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless if you warn the righteous man, that the righteous not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning, and you have delivered your soul. The hand of the Lord was there on me, and he said to me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with you. Then I arose, and went forth into the plain, and look, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river Cheba, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me, and set me on my feet, and he spoke with me, and said to me, Go, shut yourself inside your house. But you, son of man, look, they shall lay bands on you, and shall bind you with them, and you shall not go out among them, and I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth, that you shall be mute, and shall not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall tell them, Thus says the Lord God, He who hears, let him hear, and he who forbears, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house.